You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's really interesting how sports radio, and of course, by extension, sports TV, has changed. I often reference, you know, this when Teak was playing, you know, legal pad. I still have it. You know, I'm a legal pad guy. I've got all my digital stuff, but whatever reason, the way my mind works, when I write something, right, it somehow transfers from pen, which is why I need a good pen. If I don't have a good pen, I feel like I'm not that smart. I need a good pen. Like, it's that iffy if I'm going to feel smart. If my pen's shaky, I'm not feeling smart. If the pen's money, I'm feeling very, very intelligent. So when I write whatever I write to construct a show, it transfers in this odd way from my hand up my arm to my mind. That's how I work. That's how my mind works, right? And when I first got in this business back in 1999, it's amazing, Teak. And Teak was obviously playing a couple of years into his great career at that point. We would, and I would, depending upon what market I was in, I would sit there and chart every single play. You know, so when I was doing local in New York for nine years, I've told you this before, Teak, I'd be watching the Jets and the Giants back then never played at the same time. So I'd sit there for 8 straight hours if I wasn't at one of the games, which I usually was. And I would just say, you know, all right, first and 10 from the Giants 20, you know, Cannell, you know, the 3-yard bubble pass, Tiki's, the, you know, second and 7. And I would jot every play down. And this way, when I go on the air the next day, I would circle things, bad call by a ref, weird decision by a coach, not going for it, not challenging, whatever it may have been. That's how I would construct my shows. And, of course, the historical stuff that you always weave in. Now, I can't remember the last time I've done that.
Yeah.
Like, the medium has changed dramatically. We are so far removed from actually talking about the mechanics of the game. It's more topic-oriented, obviously, Teak.
Yep. No, it's become that way because the audience has expanded. I mean, it used to be when the audience was smaller, you were watching football because you loved the game. Like, you loved the details. You love seeing the big hits and all the little minutiae. It mattered, right? Especially to winning and losing. Because I remember, you know, just reading back then in early, I guess, late 90s and early 2000s when I was playing, you'd pick up a newspaper and they're like detailing third quarter XYZ happened and yada. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are digging into the, like, what we talk about in the meeting room. And now you don't see that as much anymore. It's all about the bigger picture for a player or coach or the team in general, or even the league, to be perfectly honest with you. And so it's broadened the ability for fans who might not be that fan that's dialed in like that,
yep,
to hear about the game and still appreciate it without getting bored by the minutiae. You know what I mean?
That's the point. And now, by the way, that nuance, it still remains in regional markets. Like, if you flip on FAN, you know, our sister state, we're national. They're talking about the Yanks and the Mets and the Jets and the Giants and the Knicks and every day.
But there's so much national, like, broadcast now. So many more national, like, platforms for these things to be disseminated to the fan.
No question. And, listen, invariably, we're at the point, I guarantee you, we're going to get to September next year, the NFL season, and right away within the first month we'll talk about, all right, which teams look truly viable for the Super Bowl. Within 5 weeks, maybe before that, unfortunately, which coaches are on the hot seat. We will absolutely incorporate within the first month of our show which team needs to start looking for a new quarterback the next season, and that's really how we bridge together our content. And listen, of course, you know, the big game, you'll reference a key fumble, a bad chance. Like, yeah. Listen, we'll never forget the Packers, four shots from the 8-yard line in the NFC Championship game. You know, three times they whiffed. Aaron Rodgers couldn't run the ball in. He elected not to. He gets knocked down. They go for the field goal because they think they could get a stop and they get the ball back and win that way. And LaFleur talked about that. Rodgers talked about that. We talked about that. Now, that is mechanical stuff that if you're not talking about, then you just didn't watch the game. You don't deserve a microphone. But not only is it topic-oriented pertaining to sports, of course, you know, politics and a heaviness has crept into almost every broadcast. And Brett Favre talked about this. I want to play this. Brett, this was on the Daily Wire. Brett Favre about what he believes, obviously not all fans, but the majority of fans actually crave when they flip on a game. Go ahead, guys.
I know when I turn on a game, I want to watch a game. I want to watch players play and teams win, lose, come from behind. I want to watch all the, you know, the important parts to the game, not what's going on outside of the game. And I think the general fan feels the same way. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, I don't watch anymore. It's not about the game anymore. And I tend to agree. Again, it's a shame.
Deke, what do you think about that? First crack.
Well, I think so. The challenge is that the NFL, just like, I don't know, maybe baseball is the one that's immune to this because these guys are seemingly uninterested in branding themselves in Major League Baseball, which may be why it's such a regional / local sport in MLB. But think about the NBA and by comparison. The NBA is all about brand building. And as much as we care about LeBron trying, you know, to get to another NBA Finals and win another championship, we also care a lot about the fact that he's making a movie, Space Jam 2. And
by the way, what'd you think of the trailer?
I thought it was great.
I thought it was okay, too.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, how the movie will be developed. I'm very interested to see what the plot actually is.
Yeah.
But it looked fun, right? The
well, I think the plot is he's got to save his son.
Yeah, but I don't think it's all that. I think there's a little something else too. I gotta dig deeper into the plot of it. But the graphics and the imagery,
yeah,
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
It did look amazing. So
better than I thought it was gonna look.
Me as well. But my point is, like, we care. Like, it just goes hand in hand. Like, you know, LeBron's trying to win a championship, but at the same time, you know that he's got all these other things going on, just like a lot of these other NBA players, whether it's a clothing line or a wine or whatever it may be. And in the NFL, there's long been an envy from the player's standpoint of NBA players. One, because of their contracts, like the size of their contracts. And, you know, some of these guys in the NFL are starting to get close to that with these $30+ million deals, but it's mostly quarterbacks. But the one thing that they can control is their brands. Right. The one thing they used to always say about NFL players, you could be one of the greatest players ever and you could walk down the street and most people will not recognize you unless you're just gargantuan and you just look like that dude has to be a football player type of player.
Yeah.
You could walk by a star and have no idea who it is because you don't see their faces. Mm-hmm. Right. Nowadays, that's changing because these guys are so visible. At least they're making themselves so visible doing all this other stuff. And so does that turn fans off? I don't think so. I think it allows fans to connect with them in ways that they never were able to before. Now, I think what Brett is talking about is more of these controversial issues, these divisive issues, these things that make a fan say, man, I really like you, but I see whatever issue, your political issue you're talking about or social issue you're talking about, I see it differently than you do. Mm-hmm. So now I'm conflicted whether I want to like you or I don't want to like you. And so you end up like having that a weird relationship with the players that you have an affinity for because of what they're doing off the field.
That's a really interesting point because there's always been differences.
Yeah,
and
always.
In some cases, they've been very stark. But, you know, when you are so aware of what somebody thinks and certainly what they espouse on social media, and if you don't completely agree with it, you know, we're at a point in our, you know, there's just no middle ground.
Yeah.
There's just really.
No, there's no gray. There's no like haziness in between. It's black or white.
Yep. And that's, I think, where it becomes a little heavy for some.
Yes.
Watching the games, because they don't want to hear, if they don't agree with it, they definitely don't want to hear. But I also think that it's unfair to say that all the people who agree with it want to hear it. I listen, at its core. Now, that's not to say that the platforms aren't gigantic and, when used properly, effective. They are, for sure. But I think even some who really fundamentally agree, you know, lockstep with some of the takes on of the athletes, I think that they even say, you know what? Today was a rough day. I just kind of want to watch a game.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to watch a game.
And BT, if you're talking about the games themselves, I 100% agree with Brett saying. I do care, but I don't necessarily care about some of the things that are going on off the field for a lot of these players. I want to know what's happening right now. If you want to tell me, you know, a context to his career or his potential contract or whatever it may be, then that's great. But because that's what matters right now. And I think too often in some of these broadcasts, we get enamored with something that's tangent. Oh, did you know, by the way, I talked to XYZ and XYZ, yada, 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 having nothing to do with what happened on 3rd and 2. You know what I mean? Or what impact that's going to have on this game or this guy's career. It's just it's become so inclusive that you try to talk about everything.
That's the boom.
And you take away from the importance of what's happening right now.
And you know who struggles with that? The diehard fan who's locked in no matter what.
Yes.
But the average fan who's parachuting in and out that you're probably playing to try to keep them there for a ratings monetization point of view. You know, we're the suckers. We're there no matter what. We're watching for a job. We're watching. It's ingrained in my soul. You played. We're watching. But, you know, when you start to get to the, I don't want to say the fluff stuff because I'm not trying to minimize it, but the stuff that's not directly applicable to what's in front of us on the screen,
you're
at
not going to remember
moment.
It. Yeah, you're not going to remember it.
But even if you do, I don't know if you want to hear it at that point.
Yes.
Pre-game it.
Yes.
Post-game it.
Yes.
Halftime it.
Yes.
Where the person who just wants to watch the game can say, all right, you know what? Second half starts in 20 minutes. I'm going to go to the bathroom, go out, throw out the garbage, pour myself a drink. I'll come back, you know, and I'll watch the game. I think it's become very muddy, very just very heavy. I don't know how else to, like, it's everything that you watch now and today and yesterday, based on what's going on in Minnesota, there are times when heaviness and, you know,
is necessary,
of course. But then there's times when there's not. And it seems to, and by the way, this is, I agree with you, with Brett. This is not just politics. When I think a lot of people who hear the Brett Favre comment, they will think, you know, oh, Brett's anti-topic or whatever it might be, right? I think it's really just about, we're getting further and further removed from the sport. Even like what these guys wear to the arena. I don't give a rat's behind what color your skinny jeans are. I don't care, man. Now, if I was 23 and I was rolling up in a $300,000 ride, probably more, and I'm single, then I might care what I wear to the arena. Because I remember that I cared how I looked. I care now, but you know what I mean.
I really
cared when I was 23. I get it. And I guess we just have to accept it. And you almost have to be able to, you know, watch what you want and selectively kind of tune out what you don't want to hear if it doesn't pertain to the game.
Look, I think you're right. In some ways, I'm a traditionalist in that regard. I want to see the game. I want to see what's happening on the field. I love talking about what's happening on the field and everything else. It's in my head, but I don't care on game day. Mm-hmm. I want to know why a team wins or loses and who helps them win or lose. That's what's important to me.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever go back to it. I can't imagine that things radically change. Can you? Unless the rate. Well, I mean, you know, if the ratings just plummet across the board, there could be a recalibration.
Yeah.
But from network executives, I don't
know.
True,
but I don't think that's going to. I don't think ratings are going to plummet.
No, I don't. It depends on the sport. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't envision that. And by the way, I hope that doesn't happen. That's not good for us. We don't want to see, you know, people stop watching. But, you know, that did resonate with me a little bit when Brett said that a lot of people he speaks to, they don't enjoy watching games anymore. I've heard the same thing. Not from all my friends, but some of my friends.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, a lot of people, now they might not say that on social media because they might get lambasted. And I'm not just talking about politics. Honestly, I'm really talking about everything. But I just don't think that people love the top-to-bottom viewing experience. And the announcers are really good for the most part. The information is there. The graphics are sizzling. The camera shots are money. There's a lot to digest. And after a long day of work, when you're raising kids, when you're dealing with stuff that really matters and that is very volatile on the mind and the emotions, you do want that three-hour escape. That's why you go to the movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you flip on Netflix, right? And that's why you go to a restaurant with your wife, right? To kind of get away? I don't feel that. I maybe I'm wrong, and I certainly don't want to speak for everybody, obviously. But I feel like people feel like they can get away less when they watch sports. And I'd have to say on some level I agree. You too, right?
Yeah. It's hard to debate it.
You know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.